There's a major date that has nothing to do with golf tournaments, May 27, 1981. That's the day that Roger Wheeler, executive in our town, was murdered.
Yes.
Tell us what you know about that day. Did you see Roger before he went to his car?
Yes. He played golf, and he come in and changed clothes and so forth. I said, "Roger, how'd you play?" He says, "You better change my handicap because these people are going to kill me." I says, "Oh, Roger, we'll check the handicap." And sure enough, here it is. He walked out to the car. There was a bang.
You heard it?
Yes.
You heard a bang?
Yes.
What did you think?
I didn't think of anything, really. Then I went out and wanted to know what was going on. And the kids on the swimming board were pointing to the car. I went out and opened the car door, and I didn't recognize who it was. And I went around to get the other door open, and I couldn't get it open because it was locked. And I went back and fumbled around and got it open, and he was shot right through the eye. But I turned him around and I was going to give him resuscitation. And there was no use. He was gurgling.
So you didn't give him resuscitation?
I did a little bit.
Did you touch the body?
Yes, I touched the body, yes. Then I run in and told him, call the police and call an ambulance.
You saw the blood then coming out and you realized, no, I can't do anything about this.
Yes.
So you went in to call the ambulance?
I didn't call them. I told the help to call the ambulance and call the police.
Okay.
And the police came up and I told them what was going on. And I kind of slipped out of the way for a while. You're nervous and you're worked up. I was trying to calm myself down.
Yeah, that was real traumatic to see that.
Oh,
somebody who you had just spoken to.
Spoken to him.
A minute or two earlier.
Or less.
Yeah.
He walked out to his car and boom.
Roger and you, did you have any other personal activities together?
I'd say, "Roger, are you playing Saturday? Get me an early tea time, George." And I said, "Well, I'll try." I said, "Are you going to the game?" "Yeah, we're going to the game." I said, "How about a seat on the plane?" Gail Clark was his pilot.
Gail Clark started Tulsa Air.
Yeah.
And now his son Tom has that.
That is correct. But Gail used to be Roger Wheeler pilot.
And which game was it?
Anywhere. There was a football game. He was a dyed in the wool OU.
So it was OU then. All right. So then you'd fly to any OU games?
Yes, if I could get somebody to fill in for me in the shop, run the shop.
So he'd say, "You get me an early tea time and you can join us on the plane."
Yes. There was always only about three or four would be on the plane. And we'd have a good time.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it? Huh?
It was always fun, always fun.
That's how close you were to Roger.
Roger Wheeler and I were good friends.
When you looked in the car, here's your friend.
I didn't recognize him at the time.
Yeah. But you sure knew it in a minute.
Oh, yes, right, when I got the door open.
Mike Huff, who was a detective on the police force, who I've interviewed about this on voicesofoklahoma.com, says he was the first police official to get to the body.
Yes, because I was hollering at them to call the police and call for an ambulance.
Yeah.
And I called his wife.
Roger Wheeler's wife.
Roger's, and told her to go to St. Francis Hospital because Roger had been shot. And, "George, that's not a very nice joke." I said, "Pat, I'm not joking you. Go to St. Francis Hospital." And the next thing I see her is trying to get down to the body. The body now is lying on the ground with a sheet on it. She had been out to St. Francis, and St. Francis said, "No, the body's not here." So I think it was the Allens, Bob Allen, took her out to Southern Hills, and she was fighting to try and get down, and I run like hell through the locker room to get out of her way. I did not want to be. I've talked to her a lot since then. But you just do not get over something like that.
No.
In an hour or so. And then I had to go home. I had to tell the wife, "Go on, and I'd be home. I do not know," because the police were wanting me to go down to the police department and tell them what I seen and what I done and everything else, and those things, they get to you.
Yeah.
But he was a good man. And what had happened, he had bought High Lie.
Yep.
He was not going to give them any kickback, and they bumped him off.
Yep, the mafia.
Yes.
And you can hear that entire story with Mike Huff on voicesofoklahoma.com. So then the media would come out, and maybe the media want to interview you and newspapers and talk to you, and you were the first one to see him. Maybe that went on for
and
several
the last
days.
One to see him, too.
Alive, yeah. They were wanting to talk to you, too, so you couldn't just release it that day, the days afterward, too,
that's
that
correct.
They wanted to talk to you. National media got a hold of this as well. I don't think there was always a gate.
No, there was not. When Roger was shot, there was no gate. That's put the gate on.
Okay, so that's what they put it on, because the mafia just drove right in.
That's correct. It was one of those things.